in the so-called no-fly zone at a time when the United States has not declared...
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight's theme is the American Christian Taliban is out of its cave, and that is inclusive of a report on the Godless Americans March on Washington from last weekend. There's a lot of great music material to cover. The new webpage is at fullgospelranch.com/RevBookburn, and going to start off with a song from the 1970 John Lennon Plastic Ono Band album. This track is entitled God.
Yeah. true tribal culture. Of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita to spread separation of mankind.
Okay, got a treat for you. We tried to play this guy last week, but we accidentally had a plug pull out. This is by Reverend Dr. Michael Newdow, who is the person who filed the lawsuit that removed In God from the pledge of the nation in accordance with the Constitution, which rubbed W. Numbnuts Cokehead Bush and his fellow regime members the wrong way and gave them bowel trouble because they are very seriously influenced by the Taliban and seek to further blend church and state, a trend that has intensified in the McCarthy witch hunt days, in which the In God was added in that decade. So we're going to play another track by Reverend Dr. Michael Newdow. This is called It's Not Just History.
Up there on the hill, there is this great big crucifix. Some believe it is an eyesore that we have to mix. Other folks get pleasure from it, they think all is great. But the first ones find defense and say, keep church from state. Well, the ones who want it there say that it is only fair for it to remain and their euphoric. They say there should be no fears, it's been there so many years, that the truth is that it's just historic. It's just not history. Can't everybody see? I'm really not litigious, but heck, I'm at a loss. Perhaps they've hit the sauce. That thing up there, you know, it's called the cross, and that's religious. The Supreme Court heard a case, Lynch v. Donnelly, out of town's display they had up for all to see. Deep in winter, white with snow, sidewalks rather icy, there was that depiction of the baby Jesus Christ. Mary there with all her charms, baby Jesus in her arms, in the sky a light quite meteoric. Everybody ought to know things from oh so long ago clearly are considered things historic. It's just not history. Can't everybody see? I'm really not litigious, but now I'm in a bind. I'd like to just be kind. But has the Supreme Court lost its mind? 'Cause that's religious. E pluribus unum was a motto chosen well. Yet one day it disappeared. Why was that, pray tell? Well, it seems our leaders felt it was best to declare that our Constitution should come second after prayer, with the people all agog, referencing the Decalogue, congressmen proclaim so categoric. In God We Trust, can't you see, comes to us from F. Scott Key. It's a phrase that's just purely historic. It's just not history. Can't anybody see? I'm really not litigious. Was Congress smoking weed? Perhaps strung out on speed? Or maybe their folks like to interbreed? 'Cause that's religious.
For one, I'm not going to stand for this country as being ruled by a bunch of atheists. If they don't like it, let them leave.
Okay, going to play another treat. This is going to be a dedication to the great infidel guy, who I had the pleasure of meeting up with at the Godless Americans March last weekend. And this is a song that cracked him up the first time he heard it, so I'm sure many of you will find it most entertaining. From Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon's collaborative CD entitled Prairie Home Invasion, Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. This is Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? Okay, got another treat. This is a song by the Reverend's friend, Sandy Rapp, from her We the People CD. And there's news regarding Sandy Rapp and an upcoming great show on Long Island when we do news. You can check her out at the links at the Reverend Buck Burns site at fullgospelranch.com. This is a song that she wrote shortly after Jerry Ben Falwell had announced that the Antichrist was back and was a Jew, and Tinky Winky of the Teletubbies is gay, and all this other delusional rantings of a mentally ill person who sees things that aren't there and hears voices and screams for the deaths of infidels and abortion doctors and gays and sex positive and all of that. So, in light of the fact that Jerry Ben Falwell has been pulling his putt all week, sending out press conferences about how great it is that more Bush Taliban wannabes are in power thanks to last Tuesday's Erection Day, I thought this would be a good tune to bring back. This is Sandy Rapp doing 10%.
Okay.
you just heard Heart Attack doing God Is Dead. Sandy Rapp did 10%. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus. Reverend Dr. Michael Newdall did It's Not Just History. Corporate Avenger did The Bible Is Bullshit. And started off with John Lennon doing God. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night, live at RadioVolta.org, and relay broadcast live at InfidelGuy.com. The show goes from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, USA, usually overtime at Radio Volta, and 9 to 11 sharp at InfidelGuy.com. And at InfidelGuy, you can hear the show repeated throughout the week, in the mornings and at 9 o'clock, I believe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's a couple of shows behind, but you will hear a show that you miss, usually within the next couple of weeks, at InfidelGuy.com. The new Reverend Bookburn web address is at FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn. And if you want to write to me, ask for the playlist to be emailed to you, other mailing list stuff, feedback, comments, ideas, input, just about anything, write RevBookburn@FullGospelRanch.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And the theme of the show this evening is The American Christian Taliban is out of its cave, and that it is. Fortunately, there are many people who represent an alternative voice, and in all of its diversity, a call to resistance. And I think that was the ultimate beauty of the Godless Americans March, Saturday from last weekend, was that it showed an almost unprecedented, at least in my experience, an unprecedented level of unity and diversity, from the suits to the punk rock hair to young, old, whatever. There was a very diverse crowd, a very diverse body of people, with a variety of tones, with a variety of approaches, and everybody was very cool with each other. And, of course, some of us could not resist playing with the Taliban wannabes who were surrounding the event around the parameters of the rally in front of the Capitol. And they were a lot of fun, and there were some awesome groups that came out to play with us, including, and a big hello and hug to the entirety of the God is a Lie group, and they are online at godisalie.com. The Reverend wants to give the highest level of commendation and respect and appreciation to the organizers of the Godless Americans March on Washington for being so great. The people who were walking around checking everybody out only wanted to make sure you weren't one of the Taliban clones who was walking around. And there were a couple of incidents like that, who entered the crowd and maybe they were lost or forgot their psychotropic medication, or, you know, were hallucinating angels or seeing visions of Our Lady of Guacamole. I'm not sure what the problem was, but some of them were wayward and wandered into the crowds, and the people who were officially a part of the march were just making sure everybody was a part of the march, and there was no internal squabbles. Everybody was having fun. Everybody was getting a lot out of it, and it was one of the better events, I would say, in recent times. There was another thing that I thought was common at the Godless Americans event, which was that, well, first, the Reverend met many people, handing out flyers for the show, carrying funny signs, etc., and, well, I don't know how funny they were. One said, hello, with a bunch of O's, Homeland Security, in quotes, what about Christian anti-abortion terrorists? And that was photographed a bunch of times, so I hope it shows up somewhere. And the other one was, blending church and state is a victory for the Taliban. FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn. And so there was a lot of feedback. I didn't know that the Reverend had groupies, but and not just from God is a Lie, but people saying, you're Reverend Bookburn? And anyway, had a great time. Met Pastor Deacon Fred from Landover Baptist, and he was great doing his satire on the stage. And check them out at landoverbaptist.org. And, of course, the great Betty Bowers, bettybowers.com, author of the hilarious What Would Betty Do? The Reverend asks a similar question. If you're new to the show, the Reverend likes to ask, what would Santa do? So the Reverend got to meet God is a Lie folks, the infidel guy, so many. But and the common sentiment that was expressed was that there is so much isolationism. People think that because they're surrounded by people who are easily duped by the corporate media and people who speak powerfully in politics and religion or in the tabloidism, corporate media, news, and publications, that they are the only mutants in their areas, in their circles of people, in their lives. And the rally did a lot to help people address that. And, of course, the Reverend heard that 10 times as much after the Erection Day on Tuesday, which got a lot of people very freaked out. And I'm going to talk about that a little later, the problems with last Erection Day. And I want to put that in perspective. But I don't want people to feel isolated or to feel like the nation has turned into a Nazi state because of Erection Day, or at least more of one than it already was, that everybody is behind the president, figuratively. Well, who knows if it's more than figuratively. And that the times are changing. That is a load of shit. Unfortunately, it is common in this culture for there to be an attention span about the size of Rush Limbaugh's brain, or Dr. Lara's, and people forget the Newt age. When the Newtsies came into power in the mid-90s, halfway through the first Clinton term, people thought, oh, well, all of America must be far right-wing because these Newtsies got in. When, in reality, it was just the fact that assholes organize and freedom-loving people do not organize in large numbers. You know, everybody who fucks does not organize. but everybody who says, I want family values and moral crusades, and I want to ban condoms and criminalize consensual sexual behaviors among adults of every orientation and lifestyle, and I want to burn books, and I want to ban erotica, and I want to shut down and ban and bring back family values and outlaw fucking, except when we do it after the Christian pro-life abstinence banquet or family values congressional party, like the good old impeachment days. And these people do organize and do vote and do all that kind of stuff. The Christian Coalition organized around this election. Every Taliban wannabe group and sexual Puritan group was organized. That does not mean that billions of people turned out. It just means that more of them turned out than any other kind of group. So you were no more isolated than you already were, and you probably overestimated how isolated you were to begin with. So what the bottom line in this current situation is more than understanding that you are not alone, but that it is a wake-up call, that it is time to act, that it is time not to crawl into a cave or a shell, but to act, to be even more loud, and to not tone down. If any leader type says, all right, you must look like a CEO president and you must present yourself a certain way, there is room for that, but no. Toning down is not an option for those who are on the rugged front lines, the clinic defenders, the people who are the front lines of resistance against theocratic America. Toning down is not an option. The only way that this is going to be reversed is if we say, screw ideas like the only way is. Every way is valid, and we're just going to have to be louder, and we're going to have to be more active and fight. Because the Nazi Bush regime believes that it is now time to go for the whole agenda, which means holy war, which means the faith-based initiative, which means going after abortion, which means a whole agenda of madness that will harm untold numbers of people. And that is going to be the focus of the show next week. Because former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Trent Lott, has announced that he is going after late-term abortion, proving that he is still an asshole. So he decided that he is going to take this so-called mandate and run with it. Introduce a late-term abortion ban, run through Congress with it, and W. Numbnuts, Cokehead, Executioner, Enron Protege, Corporate Ho, Bush, has long said that he intends to sign such a bill should it ever reach him. The theme of the show next week is late-term abortion is a necessary right. And we're going to focus on and discuss why such a ban is a death sentence for untold numbers of women. So just as the Taliban required women to wear burqas and outlawed abortion and outlawed their rights and everyone else's rights as well, the American Christian Taliban and the Bush regime are gung-ho to be exactly like them. And next week is the first call of resistance. In 2 weeks, there is no show. And in 3 weeks, November 30th, I don't know what the show is going to be about, but it's going to be there. I am pretty talked out for the moment. Let's see, I'll just give a couple of plugs and play The Son of Jesus. Let's see, Sandy Rapp is playing a show coming up, and I just have to figure out which bunch of illegible writing has that information. Sandy Rapp live at the Bayshore Brightwaters Library in Brightwater, Long Island, in New York, Tuesday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and at the Reverend Bookburn site, fullgospelranch.com/revbookburn. At links, there's a link to the Sandy Rapp website. Some great links, landoverbaptist.org and godisalie.com. We already did that. Let's see. For some good laughs, and we all need it now, churchupskirts.com. For those who missed Reverend Bookburn's letter, reading of the letter last week from George W. Numbnuts Cokehead Bush on last week's show, Wag the Oil Ho, it's going to be on the Reverend Bookburn page, but it is not so far. However, it is at the Open Letter Online site. Open Letter Online is a site based in Philadelphia by the co-founders of Philadelphia ACT UP and healthcare and progressive activists in the city, and great people, and I'm really happy to be on that site. The co-founders of the Philadelphia Needle Exchange Program. It is at Open Letter Online, as one word, openletteronline.com, and then if you click on Arts and Culture, you can see the letter to Reverend Bookburn by George W. Bush. And thank you, people who gave me great feedback for that. OpenLetterOnline.com. What else? Let's see. No long links this early. I'm already talked out. The Reverend's coverage of the Godless Americans event is at dc.indymedia.org, the Washington, D.C. Independent Media Organization website. dcindymedia.org, indymedia.org. And let's see. Please check out the website Save Our Secularity, about the American Christian Taliban groups and stuff they've done, sending everybody viruses and threats and whatever else, at groups.yahoo.com/group/save our secularity, which is also in the Reverend Bookburn links. groups.yahoo.com/group/save_our_secularity. Okay, this goes back to 1972 from the Long John Silver album. This is Jefferson Airplane, and the song is entitled The Son of Jesus. The Son of Jesus by Jefferson Airplane. We got a treat for you tonight. The great Mick O'Brien has sent another parody, and so we haven't heard it either so far. This is brand spanking new today. And speaking of spanking, well, later. But, so this is for George W. Taliban wannabe numbnuts, father of two people who understandably want to be drunk, Bush.
To
and, holy shit, I just looked at the time, and it's like an hour into this, and I brought about 2 billion songs, so I doubt if we're going to play all of them. This is going to go overtime at RadioVolta.org, and it's going to end in about an hour at infidelguy.com. Got a ton of stuff to play. First, let's play the song parody. This is the great Mick O'Brien, brand new as of today, song parody entitled War Chillum Mega Mix.
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom,
war,
the United States will lead a coalition in the dark tonight. I am Hitler.
Stuff like Prescott Bush, Bush's own grandfather, working with funding the Nazis on Wall Street.
War children.
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom,
war children.
The United States will lead a coalition in the dark to Saddam Hussein. I'm Hitler.
Oh my God.
War children.
In the name of peace, name of
war children.
In the name of a secure tomorrow.
War children.
In the name of freedom.
War children.
If Saddam Hussein will disarm, we will lead a coalition to disarm him.
As France, Russia, Mexico, and other allies sought to water down Bush's zero tolerance approach to Iraq,
war children.
Tens of thousands of anti-war protesters walked in front of the White House on Saturday.
Oh my God!
That was a time for peace.
War children.
Now we're such a time for terrorist tyrants.
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom.
War children.
Oh my God!
Okay, thank you, Mick O'Brien, for sending another great parody. That was War Chillum Mega Mix. Gonna play, speaking of spanking, this is the Asylum Street Spankers, who you can also check out at the Reverend Bookburn Links page. This is from their great, great, great CD of all hemp songs except one called Spanker Madness, with a very classic Reefer Madness looking cover. The only non-hemp song is called Beer, the one we play pretty often for the Bush Girls. This is about whether or not God made a mistake by inventing hemp. This is probably one of the best hemp songs in years, and arguably the best track on this a great CD. This is entitled Winning the War on Drugs.
In my lazy boy, just watching my TV, there's something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid if I set my reefer down, if there's a war on drugs going on, how come they're all around? But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass the bomb, we're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thug. Put your hands against the car, we're winning the war on drugs.
Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, good for making money off the stash and money off the Bill Hicks and the laughter he creates. I'm burning all your records because the artists were all big. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds that take. If those things are legal, then God made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord and pass the ball. We're winning the war on drugs. You can blow a bill in your back yard or storm on. New England somewhere. And I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution. And I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. As I get closer, I notice it's my mother. Except she looks just like Ethel Merman. And they got this big wooden vise attached to her head, and they're twisting the knob tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around her head. And as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, Ethel, my mom, looks around, and she sees me and her daughter staring at her from the crowd. Tears in her eyes, tears in her eyes. She tells me she loves me, except she thinks I love you. I love you. I love you.
And on the third,
I love you. Her head pops like an overripe. Oh, why, my son, why, my son, why, just because she was a ballsy lady, just because she was a belter, just because she lived with cats and worked with herbs, why, before we know it, the FDA is going to destroy the entire holistic community.
Hello out there, boys, girls, and those not quite sure. This is Jello the Opera, and you're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center and free of Clear Channel, Britney, Boy Band, and Limp Bizkit pollution. This is Jello the Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Yes, it's that time again. November 10th, 2002. At RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com. Yes, it's time for Asshole of the Week. This week's asshole is Bruce Barkett. Bruce Barkett is the attorney for American Al-Qaeda clone, anti-abortion terrorist, sniper, assassin, James Kopp, on trial for the shooting death of Dr. Barnett Slepian from 1998. Bruce Barkett recently replaced previous scumbag attorney for James Kopp, Paul Cambria. Oh, that was such a good time to extend his life. This week's asshole has said the following about his client, Al-Qaeda clone James Kopp, anti-abortion terrorist. Kopp, quote, should be exalted in this country. Jim is a devout Christian, a kind, gentle man, who only acts after thinking and praying on things. He backs up his beliefs by putting his own life on the line. Sounds like an admission of guilt to me. Bruce Barkett, you are Asshole of the Week. Thank you so kindly, Marlon, the great engineer, for generously donating your bodily sounds for this show. Let's play a song by Christ on a Crutch. This is from their CD, Shit Edge and Other Songs for the Young and Sentimental. This track is entitled Christian's Crack Diary.
Next time you hear an ad like this,
this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Take their advice. They're not just trying to save your life. They're trying to save your money.
Any questions?
A thought on reducing the cost of health care from King County Medical Blue Shield.
Here's another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback from all the drugs. All the drugs. Smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture. The pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here?
Day though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, who is by my side?
Jesus. Jesus. I'm James Kennedy. Do you believe that I'm just a harmless man? I must warn you, you may be shocked at what you're about to do. Did you know the Bible is just a cover for the real agenda? I need your money. I'm teaching perversity that's endangering the very lives of our children. I'm targeting America's youth. The younger a child can be introduced to me and the Bible, the better. The incredible tragedy of the Bible is that it's the final tool with which to dismantle all gay and lesbian groups. I don't want you to know that if you or someone you know is caught in the web of Jesus Christ, there is hope through the truth. That's why I'm absolutely committed to continuing to tell you myths and misinformation.
I'm just a hypocritical fascist Christian. Yes, I am. Totally brainwashed by the Bible. I admit it all.
Be
Okay. Gonna play a very special dedication. Want to recommend going to the site of Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup at FullGospelRanch.com and check out the Freedom from Theocracy Awards, the hilarious crying Reverend Swaggart graphic, the exchange with a Nigerian scam artist fun show, exposing XXX Church, on and on, the message boards where the Biblical America game is, and of course the web mistress of the new Reverend Bookburn site. Pastor Tammy was the first to call attention to the XXX Church and their infiltration of adult video news conferences and events, and the contest to flash your genitals at XXX Church or the anti-abortion missionaries to the preborn is still on. More on the contest later. And, of course, she's gotten a lot of shit from the Christian Taliban wannabes, and as well as some alleged free-thinking people who are like, oh, but she's sexual and has big boobies and booby pictures, and but I am very different than Jerry Falwell, but her site is... Well, you know that kind of trip. So, in appreciation...
That's okay.
In appreciation of Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup and FullGospelRanch.com, we're going to bring back a very special treat. The old anthem we've played about a half a dozen times for new listeners for the XXX Church themselves. Here we go.
No, not far.
Die if you want to, you innocent puppet! Jesus on a car!
just heard the Peters doing Jesus Entering from the Rear. And as explained before, and probably necessary to explain again since there's been a lot of new people I've been hearing from, the Feeders did not sing that to be homophobic or anything like that. They wanted to be the most offensive band they possibly could be and did a pretty good job of that. So it was meant only to be a goof on the religious zealots at the time, recorded in 1981, I believe, on Christmas Day. Before Jesus Entering from the Rear, you heard Os Rotten doing The Rotten Agenda and Modern Day Witch Hunt. George Carlin did Angels from his comedy CD, You Are All Diseased. Christ on a Crutch did Christian's Crack Diary. Ann Magnuson did Sex with the Devil. Asylum Street Spankers did Winning the War on Drugs. Mick O'Brien provided a new parody entitled War Chillum Mega Mix and started off this marathon set with Jefferson Airplane, The Son of Jesus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is The American Christian Taliban is out of its cave. I got way too much music and material to possibly cover, so I'm going to try to get through the essentials and get another set in before we lose the InfidelGuy.com listeners, because got a great set planned for next. Let's see, the Reverend's Friends DOA are, who you're going to hear from in a minute, two anti-Christian Taliban songs from the Festival of Atheists CD, is releasing a brand new CD called Win the Battle, re-releasing their classic Hardcore 81 onto CD, and new songs like Just Say No to the WTO, and re-releases of Don't Turn Your Back on Desperate Times, which we played before, the songs General Strike and Race Riot, etc. All of this can be checked out as they embark on a 25th anniversary tour at SuddenDeath.com. That's their label, SuddenDeath.com. You can check out Jello Biafra and Alternative Tentacles at AlternativeTentacles.com. New article from Frederick Clarkson from womensenews.org. Anti-choice group set legal trap for 800 clinics. The MC5 film in Amsterdam is at idfa.nl, the International Documentary Film Festival of Amsterdam. And you can check out the MC5 film at futurenowfilms.com. And this is kind of disturbing, and it's not going to do any good for the people who are freaked out by Erection Day. But from BuzzFlash.com, Falwell on liberals, abortions, and the reinvigorated right-wing juggernaut at BuzzFlash.com. And you can check out alerts for this Jerry Bin Falwell article. Anti-war protest in Philadelphia, November 23rd, noon at City Hall. This should be good. Information, 215-477-5892. All right. Great new issue of The Humanist, which was in front of me a minute ago. September, October 2002. Maybe it's not the new issue. Are We Past Hope? Cover story. And they are at humanist.net. And what else? Check out Crown the Virgins of the Right, a great article by Laura Riskell. An edited and changed version appeared in Salon, so please check out this one. It's on the last couple of playlists at the Reverend site, Laura Riskell's Crown Virgins of the Right. Let's see, I noticed that the clinic defenders are reporting that there was a worse day than usual on Saturday this weekend. So anything you can do to support clinic defenders in the forthcoming months as they become emboldened by the Bush regime would be appreciated. One such group is Maggot Punks, which is at maggotpunks.com. They are clinic defenders from Kansas. And they also have a lot of pictures on their site of the Godless Americans rally. From Lawrence McGuire, how does Christianity work? And that is at counterpunch.org/McGuire, MCGUIRE, 0810.html. Lawrence McGuire, how does Christianity work? Let's see. I'm rushing. Regime change now for the Democrats at thenation.com. Videos of the week. I only wrote two, and I was going to check out more, but or three rather. But I'm rushing through this because I want to get to these songs before the Infidel Guys broadcast ends. Pass the Ammo is top of the list. Tim Curry is a TV evangelist. Annie Potts as his wife, made in 1987, within a year of the Jim Baker PTL scandal. Citizen Ruth and Nudist Colony of the Dead, all featuring hilarious Christian zealots. Let's see. Military recruitment, no child unrecruited. Should the military be given the names of every high school student in America? From Mother Jones Magazine, motherjones.com. And all kinds of stuff at Irregular Times, irregulartimes.com. The Chicken Hawk Database and Further Than Atheism. All of this is at irregulartimes.com. Oh, this is great. This is Winston King Living News. Bush, the dictator for life. And there's a picture of him in drag for his coronation. He kind of looks like the Queen of England. That's at Christofori. Good. Christofori.home.mindspring.com/news/Bush declares self president for life, and underline between each word. Bush declares self president for life .htm, and this will be on the playlist, which you can get by email or just wait for it to appear on the site when I get around to it. Bush in drag, president for life. For information on a rogue dictator with weapons of mass destruction who harbors religious terrorists within his own nation, check out gwbush.com. I'm seeing angels. I'm hearing voices. I'm receiving divine commands. I'm receiving commands to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, and the sex positives. I am hallucinating Our Lady of Guacamole, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your social services provider. I want to get a presidential faith-based grant. For information on the faith-based initiative, school vouchers, blending of church and state, and other theocratic issues, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au www.thepiesofpeace.org. Okay, the contests are still on. If you pie or throw soft, harmless, preferably biodegradable matter at the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys, you win. Prizes are song dedications, entire show dedications, endless plugs for your cause, for your products, for your business, for whatever. Or we'll just help you, whatever, meet somebody, whatever you want that's within reason. Additional contest, Flash Your Genitals or Moon, a Theocrat, which means the XXX Church, or Missionaries to the Preborn. Scam Abortion Cams by submitting pictures of theocratic Americans, preferably anti-abortion protesters, who are not obvious. In other words, no fetal shirts or stuff that would make it obvious, and submit them to Abortion Cams. And anybody who is creative and harmlessly pranks Life Dynamics, who tried to entrap clinics into saying they didn't report minor sexual activity after setting up fake calls to over 800 clinics. Eject and record. Oh, this guy is great. So after setting up over 800 clinics and attempting to legally shut them down, we thought, hey, why doesn't somebody prank Life Dynamics? So get creative. You will win big. All contests are on. Let us know. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, at FullGospelRanch.com, or write to Pastor Tammy at FullGospelRanch.com. And if you do a pieing, please inform the pie man at pieman.org. All right, getting pretty talked out. Let's see, any more sites? SaveInternetRadio.org. Look for the Reverend's letter in the Source magazine, the Journal of Hip Hop, after they did their last cover, cover stories on Lil' Kim, Pastor Troy, and the Nation of Islam. The Reverend submitted a letter and commented on all three subjects. The Reverend's friend Daryl Lamont Jenkins at onepeoplesproject.com. Information on theocrats, anti-abortion terrorists, and white power goons. onepeoplesproject.com. All right. Oh, and the new Michael Moore film at michaelmoore.com. It is called Bowling for Columbine, in theaters now in Philadelphia and New Jersey. It's at the Ritz Theaters. For a good laugh, check out churchupskirts.com. Alternatives to the 12-step and higher power monopoly at csharppress.com, as in see this, csharppress.com. All right, very talked out. Anything else that warrants urgent plugging? I guess not. So this is the first band that Johnny Rotten was in after the demise of the Sex Pistols and the first wave of punk. He was in a band called Public Image, and this is their first album, now on CD. And this track is entitled Religion.
Stained glass windows keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside with the lies of statues in their minds, where the Christian religion made them blind, where they hide and pray to the god of a bitch spelt backwards is dog, not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. Do you pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host? Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? You give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord. Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smiles. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion cheaply priced. This is Bible full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they've done. This is your religion. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion. There's a liar on the altar. The sermon never falter. This is religion. Your religion.
Believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
God is cool. Who perverts the teacher at all boys' school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Hugs your son, but not your daughter. Who does the sick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Boys with bangs. Who warns us about masturbation? Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who broke the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
And I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Okay, that was Jello Biafra doing Father Peter, the pedophile priest. This is the last time I'm going to do an ad for Sister Nuts because she's getting ready to dump all of her stuff. If you're a new listener, Sister Knotts is, first of all, no relation to actor Don Knotts, and she is unloading all of her S&M, bondage, equipment, years of issues of bondage times, mostly very old, and many videos, as well as marijuana growing books and a hydroponic system. The Reverend Bookburn listeners have first crack at it. So, if you're right, refer to the Sister Knot's yard sale. Music freaks, check out the Reverend's friend, Lord Jesus, who sells all kinds of music, can't even keep up with it, of all categories, from mostly from the 60s to present day, much like this show. He is Lord Jesus, and at eBay he is Jesus, C-H-E-E-Z-U-S, Jesus at voicenet.com. Please check out South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, sjcdc.org, and an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. In Philadelphia, free thought and church-state-related books and music, political books, hemp and pleasure books, publications, comics, CDs, records, books, T-shirts, Zapatista coffee, punk magazines, buttons, T-shirts, independent media stuff, on and on. Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. A non-profit, anti-authoritarian collective. Going to play from DOA's reunion CD from 1998. They did two songs at their show in Philadelphia, and these songs are back-to-back on the CD. This CD is entitled Festival of Atheists, and it's on their new label, Sudden Death, suddendeath.com. The first song was written for the Christian Coalition, the Pat Robertson crowd, and the second for the anti-abortion terrorists, America's Al-Qaeda, full of bombers and snipers that ad nauseum. The songs are If There's God and A Gun and a Bomb. Let's go.
Thank you. bombed out here, hear your views. The left has seen your gun, that's American way. But I want to get it out of scope today. Holy Bible got a hard line. Not in one more word. Praise the Lord and bomb. All our more than clarity. You gotta hate liberal crap. They got no right to have a chance for me. Gotta hate that's the way. Just cut on down right now. Come on, come on and make the deal. With a gun and a bomb, to hear, hear your view. The right that you your gun, the American way.
Jello the Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Okay, you heard DOA doing If There's God and A Gun and a Bomb. Jello the Opera did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. Public Image Limited did Religion, and The Feeders did Jesus Entering from the Rear. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is The American Christian Taliban is out of its cave. And it sure is. If you want to write to me, write RevBookburn at FullGospelRanch.com. The website is at FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn. The George W. Bush letter to Reverend Bookburn is at OpenLetterOnline.com, Arts and Culture section. My favorite broadcaster of the year of the century is Ms. Terry at RadioLeft.com. Check out her page, her Hard Day's Night song for W. Bush's colonoscopy, and assorted political gems. Let's see, going to save the post-September 11th porn titles for next week, as well as all the Florida stuff. Actually, it's the whole nation. The Reverend has a theory that the CIA drone plane that attacked the car in Yemen with suspected Al-Qaeda people came back and shot a lobotomy laser at the state of Florida, the state of Nevada, and I guess everywhere else. And I was going to talk about the spineless idiots called Democrats and stuff like that, but all of that is next week. Let's see. This show will be in its entirety. I kind of feel bad that we're losing the Infidel Guy listeners before all this other great stuff is played, and I already have next week's show planned, so I won't be doing a part two. Karen Finley is coming up. I had a request for the Meat Men to do a Pope on a Rope, and that's coming up. Bad Religion doing American Jesus. What else was requested? Phil Oakes, Canons of Christianity. So this will be on the playlist. Or rather, audio archives at The Reverend Is In if you miss any more of that. This is going to go way over time on RadioVolta.org. Going to play from the late comedian Bill Hicks from Rant in E Minor. This track is entitled Pro-Life.
What do you say we, lighten things up and talk about abortion? You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying, idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. If my penis makes me a bad boy, that's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. What does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. We got to have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. But I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? People say, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. Your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a 3-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate of cells. You're not a human, but you're in my phone book. There. My hat is now in the political ring.
Last week, And you suckers ain't getting nothing. Hold on. Is Harry Rama really wrong when you wander around with a napkin on, with a bell on a stick, and your hair is all gone? The usual inherit nothing.
You say your life's a bum deal, and you're up against the wall. Well, people, you ain't even got no deal at all. Because what they do in Washington,
they just take care of number one, and number one ain't you. You ain't even number two. They believe has got their mind shut up, and they don't even care when the church takes a cut, and it's bleak when you got so much nothing.
So what do you do?
Eat that pork, eat that ham, laugh till you choke on Billy Graham, Moses, Aaron, and Abraham. They're all a waste of time, and it's your ass that's on the line.
It's your ass that's
you wanna do what you will, just don't mess up your neighbor's grill. When you pay the bill, kindly leave a little tip and help the next poor sucker on his one-way trip.
Some
take the Bible
heard Bad Religion doing American Jesus. Zappa's Universe did The Meek Shall Inherit Nothing. Bill Hicks did Pro-Life from his Rant in E Minor comedy CD. DOA did If There's a God and a Gun and a Bomb from the Festival of Atheists CD. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. And I think that's as far back as it goes. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is The American Christian Taliban is Out of Its Cave. Found an article from Z Magazine called Urgent Request to the Blue Fairy. Turn these children into stone. And that's about protecting the Iraqi children because, as you know, for the last 12 years, they have seen bombings, starvation thanks to the embargoes, lack of medical care, and survival stuff. So it's been a war of death against civilians, which is called terrorism. And this article is pretty good. Urgent request to Blue Fairy. Turn these children into stone. Let's see. For more coverage of the Godless Americans event, check out WBIX and WBAI in Exile, because they've been in communication with us to cover that event. I'm not sure what they're going to come up with, but there will probably be coverage from them as well. New Catherine Moon CD. Check her out at CatherineMoon.com, spelled with the C, CatherineMoon.com. The Defenestrator is looking for a few good men, women, and whatevers to perform tasks, work on projects, put out their publication, and get into some activism with them in the Philadelphia area. Defenestrator.org. The Harm Reduction Conference is this December in Washington State, featuring keynote speaker Dr. Joycelyn Elders, and this will be awesome. Put on by AIDS services organizations, needle exchange programs, hepatitis C support groups, Dance Safe, Dan Zine, and many others. And you can also check out their recovery liberation links, alternatives to the 12-step, higher power monopolies, all of this at Harm Reduction Coalition, which is harmreduction.org. To support T.L. and Susie Wall, the married couple charged with prostitution, for their sexual techniques workshop, or to check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars, which I imagine has big lasers in it, videoalt.com. The Reverend's friend, Jennifer Hunter, and her network of Ivy League educated dominatrixes, or as Marlon the Great Engineer puts it, dominatrix, to pluralize it, online at jenniferhunterconsulting.com or by telephone 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. The RAWA benefit for the women of Afghanistan, benefit CD with 32 artists. Dropping food on their heads is not enough at Alternative Tentacles, alternativetentacles.com. Also at alternativetentacles.com, the new Jello Biafra Spoken Word CD about September 11th entitled The Big Kaboom, Part 1. Okay, and I forgot some other stuff. Let's see, warning labels next week. That's stuff like for, like that Gideon Babbles and all that kind of stuff. Let's see, Catherine Moon, we did that. The videos didn't talk about why defeatism is so sucky, but that'll just have to wait. Here is Karen Finley.
She couldn't drive by car anymore. It wasn't the cost of oil. It wasn't the driving. It was roadkill. As a child, she was told to stop crying when the car ran into the dough. The mother was crossing the road with her new fawn. Spindly legs and all. Baseball was on. A home run score. No one heard my cries when I saw the mother and child in the road. Later, Daddy would say, Dead Fox just outside of Milton, approaching Bloomsburg, would say, Wish it was a man, dear, we hit. Wish it was a buck. Then we'd have us some horns. From then on, I learned my first lesson in economics. Even a male dead is worth something. When our car hit the mother, her hind leg was torn off immediately by the wheels. For a moment, that leg stayed at the window of the passenger side with the blood and warm flesh stuck to the window. Never liked anything warm and wet from then on. Funny how memories are. That same year, it happened all over again. I can't remember why we were in our car. I had my dolly, though, and I remembered seeing the mass of doe and how impressive she was. She was running along the thicket. And then I screamed for a child and bolted out into the road, but it was too late, too quick. My daddy always drove with a heavy foot. And the young body crushed against the windshield. Even though it was small, it still upset the view from my father's driving so he could barely move. And the mother called from behind and charged the car. And my father stopped, and he pushed the dear child off the window. With that, the mother charged us again, ramming her entire strength into us, the head coming right into me, right at me. The doe wouldn't stop. She had nothing to live for. We had killed her child. And I looked at my dolly, and I knew we did wrong. My father reached into the glove compartment, and he took out a .45. He told me to get down. He fired the gun over and over and over again, too many times. A deer should only die once. But it was such a little gun, my father would later explain. Daddy put the gun back into the glove compartment and muttered, They're not even worth getting out of the car for. Buzzards will be here before long. Wish it'd been a buck, 'cause mercy we'd have us some horns. Only a woman and a child. Probably a female, it was so slow. Only a female, a mother, to get herself killed that way. That was my second lesson in economics. Man is worth something dead, too. And when we returned home on the same road, my daddy tried to teach me something by saying, Animals don't have feelings. They only have instincts. And we passed the child deer who had dragged its body towards its mama. And I cried, Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy! Let's help them! They're still alive! And Daddy said, Don't worry. They'll be dead in a few minutes. And then he drove right over them both.
The apostles were just dead men who were in marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Modern theism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. So someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he fits the thread. Those dead men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties. And concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about the turn of Jesus, took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his downstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with the marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew it made the people happy. Modern theism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. Where someone is not afraid to jump on a girl to die. A little later, Rome was fine in chapter 11. When Constantine in 316 said, What's all this about going to heaven? Later that
same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They no longer set out the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon until a sack their joint lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks and robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics are in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects the Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just dead men with marketing city. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identified. Where someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, the Renaissance meant kinder gender Christian for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the store. Books were wrote, Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholic got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it tax-free. It's a miserable folks won't give the dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems, now the need for blind faces. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savings. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. But someone is not afraid to jump on a girl and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a girl and die. I said, someone is not afraid. Jump on a cross and jump on a cross and die.
Thank you.
The funniest thing I heard George W. Bush say in this whole mess was, God is not neutral. My whole spiritual path depends on God being neutral. I mean, my concepts of God have changed over the years. I was playing high school baseball, and I would be there at bat, and I would be praying, please God, help me get a hit. Please God, help me get a hit. And then I had a religious epiphany. I realized that the pitcher was saying, please God, let me strike him out. Please God, let me strike him out. And suddenly I realized they canceled each other out. And it was up to me and it was up to him. Up until that point, I believed that God was a micromanager, took care of all of these different things. My concept of God changed as I grew more mature and thought of God as the ultimate delegator of responsibility. So to humans, you know, so all right, you take care of the whales, you take care of the rainforest, water pollution, gay rights, abortion rights, prison reform, wages for housework, you know, all of the different causes. There are so many that they overlap now. As you remember from that famous civil rights song, We Shall Overlap. By the time I got bar mitzvah, I had become an atheist. But I went through the whole thing anyway just to please my parents. I had a rabbi who stuttered, much like Porky Pig doesn't now. And I would be challenging. I would ask, for example, I was circumcised against my will. I want to know, if it's supposed to be a covenant with God. I thought that a covenant was supposed to be voluntary. And so the rabbi thought for a minute. He had never been asked that question before. And he said, well, originally it was a covenant, but now it's an obligation. So I realized that everybody was their own spin doctor. And, you know, no matter what was coming up, they all spin it. At the ceremony, the father of the bar mitzvah boy is supposed to repeat stuff that the rabbi says. So the rabbi is going, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Gadoli. And the rabbi starts censuring him in front of the whole congregation. That's very rude. And people from the congregation, all my relatives, let him alone. He didn't know what he was doing. He doesn't know. He doesn't speak Hebrew. And everybody's yelling at each other. And that was the moment I converted from atheism to absurdity. Except it means that the most absurd thing that I could do would be to develop an intimate relationship with the God I didn't believe in. So I do that now. Before I came out here, I was in there saying, please, God, help me do a good show. And I heard the voice of God booming back.
Shut up, you superstitious fool.
And so I have these conversations with God, these terrorist attacks, why did you let that happen? And God explains. God is the infinite spin doctor. Well, look, don't blame me for everything. I just make the laws, like gravity, you know, I take care of that. But I can't interfere with human activity or I would take away your free will. So I gave him that. That was okay. That was a good one, you know. It was a good rationale. So my current concept of God comes from Krishnamurti, who is a guru who called himself when he was alive a non-guru. He didn't believe in that. And I saw him at Carnegie Hall speaking to 3,000 non-disciples. One of whom asked, why is there evil in the world? And he explained, to thicken the plot. And it gives you a theatrical filter through which to understand all human relations. And you just marvel, instead of getting angry, you are in awe of how well people play themselves. When you came here, you know, you were going to be the best audience you could, because don't performers always say that? You've been a wonderful audience. One would think you had a higher calling than to be a member of an audience.
You must have a leg! Death is a place in our society!
You just heard Zolgulf from their Liberation CD doing Pro-Life is Terrorism. Before that, Paul Krasner did Concepts of God from his new Irony Lives CD. And you can hear the band introduction by the guy who does the voice of Homer Simpson at Paul Krasner's website, Paul Krasner with a K, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. Before that, you heard Meat Men, Pope on a Rope. Adam Brodsky did Jump on a Cross and Die. Karen Finley did Roadkill from the A Certain Level of Denial CD. And started off with Bad Religion doing American Jesus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is The American Christian Taliban is Out of Its Cave. And I still have a ton more music. I don't know if I'm going to do all of it or go home and crash. But I'm going to play some more for a little while. Besides, Marlon, the great engineer, is here to keep me company, as well as the great Radio Volta DJ, whatever her name is this week, Cassandra, who... And she did invite all of Radio Volta to spank her on her last radio email for changing her name yet again. So stay tuned, because that just might happen. The Dr. Susan Block Show, drsusanblock.com. You can check out the upcoming shows at drsusanblock.com/show-upcoming and see what the next couple of shows are going to be like. Her show last night featured Bullwhip Master Robert Dante. It's my handwriting, which bites. Bullwhip Master Robert Dante and his partner Wendy live on the air. Other Dr. Susie news. Dr. Susie takes a hard look at the cockfight of Baghdad Corral at drsusanblock.com/editorial/terror/terror7.htm. Dr. Susie says, make love, not war. Regime change begins at home. Practice peace through pleasure, the Bonobo way. BlockBonoboFoundation.org. Please contact Dr. Susie if you are in the L.A. area and can help out with their new location of the Pleasure Palace. Dr. Susan Block is in the Spanish edition of Maxim in an interview with her. And let's see, what else? drsusanblock.com/radiosusie1.htm. And what's new /terror journals. But you got to see that cockfight at Baghdad Corral. It is too funny. With Bush and Bin Laden and Hussein as dildos. It is too funny. Let's see. I really do think I plugged everything, and I wrote a million of them. So I'm going to play a song by Black Crod Stant. This is called The Last Supper. Play.
The other night, a voice came to me. Turned out it was God. Said, Oaks, wake up. This is God here. Over. I said, you're putting me on, of course, Dylan. So he did a few tricks. He moved the bed back and forth. Trembling, I asked, what is it you want, O Lord? He said, well, frankly, Phil, I went downtown the other day, saw the greatest story ever told, couldn't believe it. It's gone too far. Something must be done about Christianity. Then, whoop, in a puff of smoke, he disappeared. The next morning, I woke up, had a few drinks to realize it was all true, and decided to do something about Christianity. What could I do, me, a poor, humble boy from the sticks? Then I remembered I was a songwriter. Aha, so I sat down with pen in hand over my typewriter and ended up writing this next song, which is a hymn about Christianity. Actually, an anti-hymn, the first anti-hymn, folks. Christian cannons have fired at my day, with the warning beneath the holy blade, and bow to our authority, say the cannons of Christianity. Oh, the children will be sent to school. Minds of clay are molded to the rules. Learn to fear all of eternity. Warn the cannons of Christianity. Holy hands count the money raised. Like a king, the Lord is richly praised. On a cross of diamond majesty, say the cannons of Christianity. Missionaries will travel on crusades. The word is given, the heathen souls are saved. Conversion to our morality, sigh the cannons of Christianity. Come the wars and turn the rules around. Defend your soul on the battleground. And the Lord will march beside me. Drone the cannon of Christianity. Cathedral walls will glitter with their gold, and the sermons speak through silver rolls. Building castles amidst the poverty, say the cannons of Christianity. Worship now and wash your sins away. Drop the coins, fall to your knees and pray. Cleanse the world of all hypocrisy. Smile the cannons
of Christianity. Christian cannons have fired at my day with the warning beneath the holy blade, and thou to our authority say the cannons of Christianity, cry the cannons of Christianity.
That was Phil Oakes' Canon of Christianity. And got another song for you. This is by Give Us Barabbas. They're label mates with Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, who we played last week. This album, or CD, is Luke 23:18, it looks like. I don't know. It's all small lettering. But this is Give Us Barabbas. From Ever Reviled Records, everreviledrecords.com. This is A Point to Interrogate Jesus. Here we go. Any second. Okay, I'm going to play that next week. You got a taste of Jesus Christ Stole My Virginity. What you heard was Give Us Barabbas doing A Point to Interrogate Jesus. This is a band called Spore doing Fear God from the CD of the same name.
Thank you. hearts for this message. Help us get it out. People need to know the truth in all denominations. Let's pray that millions may hear the other side through this album. Our address is on the back cover. Write for more albums. Have them sent to your friends or give them this address that they may have this message in their home so that the world might know the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ of the gospel.
This is Reverend Bookburn. You just heard Fear God by Spore, and now you're hearing Spore in the background. And I had told you about the infraction that was committed by DJ Cassandra, who changes her name constantly here at Radio Volta. Well, she sent an email that goes out to the Radio Volta list that apologized for doing so and was like, okay, you can spank me for doing this yet again. Don't look at me and laugh. Oh, but kicking is so inappropriate. I think so. Yes, you can do that. Let's see. All right, here is a microphone. I think so. It says mic one. See if this thing is up. Like, push. Oh, no, there's not. It's on, just on mine. There's like an on and off thing on the microphone.
Check one. Check.
Oh, all right, do this. Talking to mine. Oh, I see. Oh, are you telling me how this worm went? I see. Her microphone is not working. See, she has the microphone.
Check one, two. Check one, two.
Oh, okay. Your microphone.
My soft feminine voice that wasn't coming across. So is it fine? Can you hear me?
Yes. Your soft feminine voice.
Oh, it just needs to be up. All right. Hers, okay, here we go.
Hers needs to be louder.
I'm fine.
Because she's soft spoken.
Thank you.
Okay. So
you
went from Cassandra to...
Marlon is closing the door so that we can have our privacy again.
Yes. He's respecting your wishes.
Right. You can't
right.
Do
there okay. Was Marlon, the great engineer, is in the next room, but it is not consented that he be observing the disciplinary measures within Radio Volta, which are new to this new DJ, and that she didn't believe it at first.
I bet you kind of know how to spank. You've seen, you grew up Catholic. So I'm sensing that you know how.
Well, not just that, but a whole lot of bloods are born again, and a lot of coworkers are born again, and
right.
Yeah, I would say that there's sadistic Christian.
Blood?
Yes.
As in, like the Crips and blood?
No, like related blood.
Oh, blood
like,
relatives.
Yes.
That's that street slang.
I would imagine that there's some blood influence.
Right.
From the Crips and the Bloods.
Right.
In some of these Christian circles.
Right.
But,
do you have this monitor on? I'm the most non-hearing myself chick in here right now.
Well, that's because you're still hearing the spore.
Oh, is
that
what
it is? You have to come over here near the speaker.
Okay, so as our audience can hear both spore and us right
They're
now.
They're hearing spore
wow.
and us.
And us.
In fact, we're louder because spore is barely on.
Wow.
They're like on, they're not even on four. They're on like three.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, you are new to Radio Volta. You were Cassandra, and then you were,
Cassandra.
I never did say it right.
Cassandra or
Amaris.
Amethyst.
I'm sorry. Right.
Okay.
And then Cassandra again.
Right.
Hence the apologies and the invitation for disciplinary measures.
Can I tell you something else which actually might make you spank me even harder?
What?
That was an adorable smile. It was so like all sheepish and stuff. That was very cute. First it was Cassandra, and then actually the day I was being trained by Jim, I became Amethyst. I asked to be called Amethyst, and a few days later I asked to be called A-Ra, which is my first initial plus the last name Ra, Amethyst Ra, A-Ra. And then shortly after that I said, no, let's go back to Amethyst. And then a couple of months later I said, okay, I've reclaimed Cassandra again, and I'm back as Cassandra.
So that's 5 changes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
So.
Yeah, that's definitely aberrant
to hear. Wait, but here's the thing. Well, let me confess. Let me tell you. Okay.
All right, confess.
Let me just tell you guys.
I'm clergy.
What's going on?
So
you're
confess.
Holding my hand and you're pulling me into your lap now. And I just want to say, so now I'm kind of pulling away. Okay, so now I'm going to stand
you're
over
pulling
here.
Pulling.
Let go of the hand. Let me just tell you that.
All right, run away.
I don't think I've ever been thanked before by a man, like, at all by anybody.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, I've never been spanked. And, but I was spanked by a woman. I was at a fetish party.
Okay.
It was a cafe kink. And the man that I was with, I was telling him that I was really attracted to this woman there.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me over to her and had her spanking.
Okay.
So that was, you know.
So you met.
I have been spanked before, but.
Okay, but by a woman.
By a woman and in public and supervised by my man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even have
ordered
Marlon
by my
in
man.
Here now.
No.
You made him close to zero. Okay. So what you're saying is this is like a raise the stakes kind of thing.
Well, also, if you want me to be across your lap, and I've never imagined that it would be an across the lap thing, because I'm a big girl. So I never thought it would be.
And that nobody would want to.
Well, I never thought, it's not that they would want to, it's just I've seen big girls across laps. Or have I? I don't know. I don't think I think I never have, actually.
Okay.
So it's not that. I just never imagined that I would be an across the laps type of person.
Hmm.
Thank you.
So this will be a first.
Oh, you're good. Oh, my. Wow. That was pretty sharp.
Well, okay,
unless
there's another way.
Well, there's another issue. There's a height thing. You're sitting down on a low chair.
Yeah.
I'm wearing these high-ass heels. These are four-inch heels. So I would
those
have
are
to,
like kiss shoes.
They're crazy. So I would have to bend down. I would have to be considerably lower, and it would have to be choreographed.
I have an idea.
It would be kind of, you know...
Yeah.
I thought, honestly, that I was just going to kind of lean over against the wall.
That
and be
makes sense. Yeah.
Next
act like
me.
I'm police.
Right. And then like that way you would kind of be able to throw your arm into it. Can I tell you, is this like topping from the bottom or what?
Is this what?
Topping from the bottom? Oh, my God. You don't know the terminology?
No.
My friend.
No, this is... all I know is what I've learned from Jennifer Hunter Consulting,
wow.
Dr. Susan Block, and a
who's
couple
Jennifer
of friends.
Holder? Is she a dominatrix?
Yes, she is. She's in Philadelphia, and she does it by telephone and internet, mostly telephone.
Mm.
And she is a professional.
Okay. Does she have
she's
short,
like,
long
it's like
hair?
Business. No.
Okay. Well, the topping from the bottom means that basically I'm trying to be the boss and I'm really supposed to be the submissive. Like
yeah,
I'm,
really.
I'm like telling you what to
you're
do.
You're saying don't put me over your lap.
I'm like, I'm, you know, I.
Yeah.
That's
well, see, a part of me was tempted to say, hey.
I'm what is called a brat in the scene. If,
a,
know,
brat.
A brat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're a feisty, unruly.
Uh huh.
A kind of victim.
Uh huh.
I understand.
Yeah. So.
Well, see, I'm funny about it because it's like, you know, the anti-authoritarian. You know, S&M experiments, or,
right.
You know, it's like, well, I don't want to tell you to get on the left, you know, but get the fuck on the left, you know.
So are we on the internet now? Just only on the internet?
I believe so.
Okay, good.
All right.
So anything goes. Let me just double check.
Yeah.
Marlon, we are not on FM, is that right? Okay, he's going to find out, because,
all right.
Because if we are on FM, then we couldn't be saying certain words. On the monitor,
oh, yes.
Switch over
that dial thing.
We are on.
Hello, FCC.
All right, so we're not going to be saying.
I'll bet you guys have a wet seat now.
Yeah.
These
so,
FCC guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so alright, so no naughty words.
Right. And I can't be super raunchy. So tell me how you would like to do it. Like, what's the second plan that you would like?
All right. Well, the chair obviously is unacceptable to you.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm just
processing
the situation.
Right.
Verbally. So I think the police lineup thing.
The police lineup?
Yes.
Okay.
See, we have, since you can't see this, listeners, there's like wooden racks full of records and CDs and cassettes and stuff like that.
Are you gonna
and one is convenient to the board.
Okay.
So, I would say that would be the perfect thing because then it would look like the police, like against the wall thing.
Right.
And then it would be close.
Right.
It would be close to this board.
It's so exciting.
It is.
Thanks for the reverence.
Yes, I'm clergy, so you should be cool with it.
Being spanked by the best. So,
good evening, my fellow citizens.
Are you going to take your ring off? Are you particularly sadistic?
Let's see. All right, the ring comes off.
Okay. There are two things that shouldn't be done with rings: playing African drums and spanking. You mean literally a hostage? You mean what? You meant that literally? This chair is not comfortable. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, you're grabbing my arm. You're moving. Okay. Now, it's kind of bright. So is there something we can do about this? There we go. You see? You see the ambiance? It changes things completely. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. You're sitting down, so you have, like, more of a view. Really? Okay, so what if I just stand? You can say yeah. What if I stand? Can I just stand? Yeah? I'm standing. I'm facing away. I'm standing now. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just that... I think maybe we should lower my mic because I'm going to scream. I'm a screamer. It was just, I mean, all that sound, all that noise I just made, you haven't even gone anywhere near me at all. Yeah, and I don't want to do that, so. And I also don't want to restrain myself. It's okay. I was one. I'm Mike one. Yeah. Okay, we're good. That should make a bit of a... Yeah, Marlon, could you come in and check this mic? Are we making good radio for you? Can you hear it?
Yeah. All right, now is it working? Yes, it is. All right, there's a switch on there. All right, so this is what's happening.
He's just turned the light off, and Marlon is closing the door
yes.
to the red office. There we go.
All right, so now the lights are off. The board lights are on.
Oh my God.
Her mic is down.
Wait,
because
actually,
she screams when
plan.
She gets
spanked. Have you spanked before? Have you spanked someone before?
Professionally?
No, not professionally. What do you mean?
No, I haven't. Well, just not like a scene thing. Like
oh,
an,
really?
Like an ex partner.
It was private in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Not on the radio.
Not
right.
On the radio.
My last girlfriend.
Are you nervous?
Am I nervous?
Yeah.
No.
Why not? I think it's going to be
fun. I'm excited. I'm like...
I know. I think it's a hot that you're not nervous.
I want to do it.
I know. I think it's a hot that you're not nervous and that I really, really am nervous. That's fucking hot. Oh, my God. I just said that. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you said... She said trucking. And because... Yeah, that she was thinking about truck drivers.
Right.
And
you're so close. Do you have to be that close? Proximity?
Well, unless your spanker is Inspector Gadget.
I know, I'm just wondering about the closeness.
Stop looking at me because that's what's making you laugh and act
weird. All right, so I'm not leaning over or anything. I'm just going to
All right, you're
here.
Just going to stand here
I'm
like you're in line
not,
at the bank.
I'm not facing you. And you're sitting in a chair. You're lower than I am and you're just
right.
looking at me.
So you can't see my head.
I can't see. Okay, now are you going to warn me at all?
I'm not going to warn you.
Okay, and... How many times are you going to do it?
That's not to be told in advance.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. You're awfully close, Reverend.
No kidding. Oh, my God. You're such a victim. That wasn't even hard.
No, it's a surprise.
It's the anticipation that's killing you, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. I'm very mental.
You know what? I want the microphone near you.
That was nothing.
I know, but you're acting like I'm murdering you.
It's a mental thing.
God, you are you're a crime victim here. All right.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't see you.
I see. So I'm like the hidden... I'm the hidden...
That's nothing.
Don't you mock me.
That's nothing.
You were the one that acted like you were being tortured.
That was nothing. That's nothing. Are you getting tired yet?
No, I'm not getting tired yet.
Oh, my God. Oh, ah!
You say, oh, Reverend.
That didn't really hurt. Oh, Reverend.
It's good to be clergy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, oh, God. You have too many layers on.
Wait, no, that's really good.
God, a jacket.
No, I'm just wearing fishnet stockings and a shirt and like a little thing.
Okay.
But I don't.
So just not padding.
No, that's not padding. That's just my luscious posterior.
Okay.
Yeah. So. You know, the thing is, I shouldn't be looking at there because I see the shadow. Do you want to stop there with your hand higher?
No.
Really?
I'm fine.
Guess what? I'm feeling like an aftershock with a little bit of pain.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a little painful, but not
before.
Unbearable.
It wasn't hurting before, but now it's...
All right.
But that doesn't stop. That doesn't mean stop.
Okay.
You! Oh!
Well, it was a better connection.
He just lifted my skirt!
All right. No lifting the skirt. All right. Are you ready?
Naughty reference. I'm not looking.
That's because I'm clergy. You changed your name 5 times.
I did. Oh, God.
Good training.
Oh, my God. Okay.
By
yeah.
DJ Jim.
I did. Yep. That happened. I think I should count them.
What, count the...
I think I should count the strokes, yes.
All right. Well, approximately how many have there been?
No. I'm not going to say how many. I'm just going to count until I can't take anymore.
You're going to count? All right.
And until you can't take anymore.
Oh, you need a safe word.
I
remember that from my...
Blue.
All right.
Blue. Safe word.
All right.
And the audience, in case you don't know that, a safe word is what the person being done in the scene says.
Right, you have to respect the safe word.
If it's, yeah, because sometimes when we're really feeling passionate, it could hurt, and we could be saying, oh my God, that really hurt. We could be saying stop, but we really mean keep going. So that's why we come up with the safe word for that, you know.
Right, like my victim, yeah, who's
right.
been screaming her head off.
So what is the safe word?
Blue.
Right.
Avocado, according to Marla, the great engineer.
I think you've given me... You really want to capture this one.
All right. Where were we?
We were going to... I'm counting, but I don't
oh, yeah,
think
right.
I...
You're
I don't
counting,
think
but you don't want to count aloud.
I don't
right.
think I should... I'm count aloud, but I don't think that I should... Yeah. I think I should say, thank you, Reverend, may I have another.
I like that.
Yeah. Right. But I also think that I shouldn't, I'm not going to count anymore.
All right.
I'm just going to say, thank you, Reverend, may I have another. And then I'll say.
This submissive talks a lot. It laughs a lot. I silly me, I crack her up. That's
and,
good.
Then,
mm-hmm.
And then when I want to stop, like, I don't stop until I say the safe word.
All right.
Okay?
Deal. All
right.
All right.
You're right, I'm pretty bossy.
Anything,
I wonder that's why all my dominant voices...
Anything else?
No, that's it.
In the background, you're listening to Queer for Girls.
Oh, nice.
Because if we get up to track 10, you'll hear the track I was going to play anyway, Star Spangled Hammer. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Reverend. May I have another? That's too long. It sounds good in print, but it's too long.
All right. Oh, Reverend.
Oh, Reverend.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Reverend.
There's FCC. FCC, this is for you because of what she said spit, and
I
she almost said something that rhymed with it.
Yeah.
So don't worry, I'm going to administer the punishment for that almost infraction that didn't really happen.
Oh, Reverend.
Now I know why people love this.
Reverend. Oh, my. Reverend. 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 Reverend.
Let's change this. Words. How about hallelujah or something like that? Say amen.
Amen. Amen. Ow! 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 Oh! Ow! Amen. Ow! 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 Ow!
Good to be clergy. Nothing funny happening here.
Oh, wow.
Your ass is made of steel.
Oh.
Are you allowed to say ass on FM? Wow. What do you exercise it?
No, I'm just muscular.
My mom's that way too.
Ow. 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 Ow.
Lost
humor. Ow. Inquisition. Oh, my God. Oh. You know, ow.
I want to be there.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Ow. Ow.
Wait to tell my dumb friend.
I thought I was wearing you out.
You're gonna say stop before I do. Yes. Worldwide.
Oh.
There is Reverend Bookburn Street, Brazil, Holland, Canada.
Oh my God!
Oh, really nice.
You know, I was talking to my friend Sprite.
Yeah.
She owns Fetishes Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
She had one of her slaves pay to have her name legally changed to Callie Diana Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're familiar with fetishes, you probably know her as Callie, but I've known her for like 10 years and she still frights me. And I called her recently and I was like, you know, a friend of mine, my ex-lover, is looking for a professional dominatrix to have a session with. And I, and I was wondering if you could recommend someone. And I said, by the way, when she knew me, I was kind of queer and in the scene. And then later on, I was kind of straight and in the scene. And I told her, like, by the way, I'm pretty vanilla these days. Vanilla means you're not kinky. And I just think it's interesting that I'm getting myself really spanked really, really hard right now. And I said,
you got bragging rights.
Because I'm like, okay, how vanilla really am I, you know? I don't know. So.
I will testify that you are not vanilla.
Ow! 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 Okay, Blue. You won. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, then there's the afterburn. There's a little bit of... No light!
No light.
Okay,
just checking the machine. All right, dial still moving.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're getting instant message. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
It's the Ashcroft...
It's
the homeland Nazis. What do they want?
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I'll get up.
Really?
Yeah.
Enough,
I'm giving you my chair.
You're such a gentleman. Oh, my God, this is turning me on. You just spanked me, now you're being nice to me.
Well,
oh, now you're taking my hand and you're
I wouldn't spank you if I didn't like you.
Oh, God.
My victim has a sore
hand. Oh, it hurts.
You're allowed to say yes. Right?
I'm sitting down.
Yeah. There's all these words on the wall, like, don't say this when on FM. The Reverend's original time slot was 9 to 11, and that's internet only. But then we started this 11 o'clock on at Radio Volta. It is also WPEV in Philadelphia, 88.1 FM.
Oh.
And so we can't say any words that are on this poster on a wall, so I'm trying not to say it, but I think S is okay, and her
is. I'm really turned on right now. Is that okay?
Yes. It's allowable. It's understandable. Now... Is there, like, a serious pain factor, or is this just,
no,
like, a kind of a stinging?
Good. It's warm.
All right, because I got to say that
God.
I'm thinking, like, oh, no,
oh,
this is
boy.
Hurting her.
How's your hand?
Fine.
Fine. Cool. Wow, you've got a talent. I mean, Reverend.
Yes, I am clergy and deserve the title.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no, you know, I like you.
Okay, so if there's another infraction by you in independent media, I think we can agree that I should be the person responsible for the arbitration of justice.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I can't believe I said Blue first.
Yes, you said the safe word.
I did. I had to.
Blue. And that was good. And anybody who does experiment, I know enough to tell you that you should be always respectful of a safe word, and you should always use it. So, like, if there's any kind of thing going on, you said that each person has their safe word, something you would never say when you're in bed or being kinky with anybody, like, whatever. Marlon said avocado when you were trying to think of a safe word. Yeah, I guess you never say avocado to your partner.
No, I don't usually say that in bed.
No.
No.
I don't know. I'll try
it. Have a head rush.
Avocado.
Hey, you can open the door again.
Yeah, you can look.
Look, you know, observe my, you know, afterglow.
Yes. Cassandra is finished with the spanking. She said Blue, her safe word. And so I gave her the reverend chair.
It's short, it's sweet.
One syllable makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was screaming bloody murder. And, and I'm thinking, you know, a part of me is thinking, oh, no. But she was okay. All right, so...
Did I leave you alone now?
You are not a crime victim.
No.
You're not
going
to cry on talk shows and say, I got involved with...
Consensual.
I got involved with internet, independent media, and I met them all, and then
and
one night I was there, yeah. And the next thing I know, I'm in a dark room with this guy who said he was a reverend. And that's when it all began. Oh, Oprah. And then you cry.
No, I don't.
All right, so you're not a victim.
No, that was nice.
Right. You know what? I'll bet there's going to be one bozo who says, how dare you have on the radio a man fucking a woman.
Well.
Not that I care, but it's kind of predictable. But you know what? I think roles are kind of interchangeable. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think women could spank men. I think women can spank women, men, whatever. Any combination is cool.
I've definitely passed guys before.
Mm. So you have been the spanker in the
and the flogger.
And the flogger.
And the paddler.
And the paddler. Okay, so you're not exactly Dorothy from Kansas.
Right.
Okay. All right. I didn't just pull you out of the email room and victimize, you know. All right. So you're more like the Bush girls than, you know, Little Red Riding Hood.
Right, Bush.
Okay. Right, that coke-headed idiot that took over the White House. Okay, bad Bush. All right, then.
Yeah, I definitely know about that.
Okay. So that, does that mean that if I'm ever, like, too much of a deviant on the air, I could be subjected to the disciplinary measures of you?
You could. The only thing is... that for me, spanking is a good thing. I dated a guy once who wanted to, handle me roughly, you know, like spank me or whip me or flog me or something like that and punish me.
Okay.
And that did not work for me. Because for me, that's pleasure, so I don't want to be punished with me. So punishment is deprivation. I got one glover.
He
punished me once by not talking to me for 24 hours.
So it's psychological.
Right. Like, for me, some people like to be punished with pain, but because I like pain, I don't want that to be punished.
So I didn't punish you.
No, you...
For all those name changes. So, actually, I was rewarding aberrant behavior.
Right, but you didn't know that about me. I didn't tell you because I'm a brat, as I told you.
All indicators support that theory.
I'm what is known as a brat.
A brat.
In the
yeah, you were...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, for one thing, you were mouthy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do like to... So if we do this again next week, you will feel rewarded. Like you won't feel like something terrible.
Yeah, I feel like I just got worked over. Like that was just a nice little tenderizing thing, and good.
That is the hardest. Yeah. In the Western world. You're a bodybuilder.
I used to be in high school.
Really?
I'm not a bodybuilder.
Yeah. You weight lift heavy. I know, because... these arms.
Do the aerobic stuff. So I'm like, it'd be hard, because I would just lift weights and just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, it should be, spinning.
So you're
be
solid.
Yeah, it would be better for me to...
But how do you get it? Yeah.
I don't know. It just
happens. You don't do anything special.
No, it's interesting.
For that end.
Yeah.
So this is. Alright. Yeah. Huh. This has been most enlightening.
I've had a really good time. Thank you for taking me.
Anytime. All right, so anyway, I'm on the air next Sunday night, but not the Sunday after that. Well, when is yours? You definitely get a plug for that. Cassandra is live Thursday nights at RadioVolta.org and at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can contact her and say, hey, I heard you on the Reverend Show, and wow, thank you. All right. Oh, what timing. Wait a minute. I'm going to go back to the song, to the beginning of the song. Oh, it's hilarious. You got spanked just in time to play the next song. This is the band you've been hearing in the background all along. The band is called Queer for Girls. The title is Android Sex and Cartoon Drugs. And this track is Star Spangled Hammer. Okay, you heard Queer for Girls doing Star Spangled Hammer. You heard DJ Cassandra from Thursday nights at 11 Eastern Time getting her ass spanked. You heard Spoor doing Fear God. Give Us Barabbas doing A Point to Interrogate Jesus. Phil Oakes doing Canons of Christianity, Black Cronstant doing Last Supper. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme has been the American Christian Taliban is out of its cave. It sure is. And next week is late-term abortion is a necessary right. And we're going to fight Trent Lott and all these other Bush regime goons and Christian Taliban nutjobs who are about to go after late-term abortion since all that went down last Erection Day on Tuesday. If you want to write to me, write RevBookburn@FullGospelRanch.com. The web address is FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn. If you had trouble tuning in tonight, or if you missed some or most of the show, it'll be on audio archives as soon as we can get it up. Can you say get it up on the FCC when you're on FM?
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Especially after, especially at 12:36 a.m.
Yes. I mean, I could be an airplane pilot or an air balloon flyer or somebody with kites or something, and I say, I want to get it up.
Or you know, like your acceleration, too.
That's a good point. There's something that spanking does to you. That's very good. I had a really good time tonight, and I'm going to play from a record, I'm not kidding, called Submission Obedience Denial. The band is called Assembly of God, and the song is Assembly Line. It doesn't say what speed it is, and all these punk records don't tell you like what side something's on or what speed it is. So if it's the wrong speed, I'm sorry. I'm playing it on 45. From their Submission Obedience Denial record, this is dedicated to DJ Cassandra of RadioVolta.org. This is Assembly of God doing Assembly Line. Go. Play.
Now I'm on the run.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.